I Good evening, and welcome to all, especially to visitors that have joined us here in Brown County in this beautiful time of year. We're grateful that you have to have you with us. We've got our barn bash up the hill here after Mass for anybody that would like to join us as a fundraiser for our youth, so please help yourself up the hill. Next weekend's second collection is for St. Vincent de Paul, the great works that they do. You can read about that in the bulletin, so we look forward to that second collection next week. And next Saturday is our fall work day from 8 to noon. So please join us. It's a great way to be together, get out there and do some work together as a community. And just a reminder that we've got our collection baskets in the back. And for visitors, we have an envelope in the pew that's got a QR code to learn a little bit more about us. And we appreciate any support that you can give us. And this weekend, we are very grateful to have Debbie Miller with us from Healing Hidden Hurts, who will share a little bit of her own story and her own testimony. So, Debbie.
Thank you, Mary, and thank you, Father Eric, for having me in this weekend. I'm very excited to be here. When I was 23, I had an abortion. It wasn't something I wanted. I was given an ultimatum. Afterwards, whenever the thoughts of the pregnancy came, I would tell myself, well, it wasn't a baby yet. That's what Planned Parenthood told me. They said at 7 weeks, it was just a blob of tissue. And besides, I told myself, it wasn't my choice. So good evening, my name is Debbie Miller, and I'm the founder and president of Healing Hidden Hurts. It's a post-abortion ministry for women, and it has two goals. The first goal is to share my witness, like I'm doing very briefly this weekend. And the second goal is then to help women through a 10-step program, which is both free and confidential. And so after Mass, I'll be in a table outside, and I would encourage all families to take home a brochure and put it in your Bible. So when you know someone who needs help, you'll know and remember where it's at. And also, I'd like to point out that we have a website. And so although I live in Indianapolis and I work locally, women call me from all across the country, and I'm able to help them over the phone. So it's not just a little local ministry. So to finish up my story, I was baptized as a child, and I received the other sacraments in the first grade. I attended Catholic school until the sixth grade, and then my parents divorced. We moved away from the parish and no longer went to church. Many years later, when I married, God was not invited. My husband had not been raised in any faith, and I wasn't practicing mine. So when this crisis came in our marriage, I never thought to turn to God. Yes, I was already married. We had two small children, a two-year-old and a newborn, when I conceived our third child. My husband had been out of work for months. He said, "We can't afford another baby. We have no income and no insurance." When I refused to have the abortion, he threatened to leave us. I felt I had no choice. After the abortion, I thought to myself, this is one of those hard things in life. I have to put it behind me and just move on. So I wouldn't allow myself to think about it. I denied the truth of what I had done, and I stuffed it away as deeply as I could. My denial lasted for around 10 years. And during those years, I never realized how deeply I had been impacted until many years later when I went through this 10-step program. I like to share the symptoms because they're not always obvious. These are symptoms of trauma, and many women like myself, and men also, are traumatized by abortion. So my symptoms were a deep sadness, exploding anger, emotional numbing, intense emotional pain, and finally, impulses to commit suicide. But the thoughts of suicide made me remember God, because I knew God as a child. And when I cried out to him, he came immediately into my life. I knew that he heard me because good things began to happen, and I knew that he cared. I eventually found my way back to the Catholic Church and started attending Sunday Mass with my children. I would listen to the scriptures and the music, and it would just soothe my soul, but I wanted more. After a few months, they announced they were going to have a Christ Renews for Women, and all were invited. Well, I didn't know anyone in that parish, but I knew I needed God. And so I was so hungry for the Lord that weekend that I actually arrived a half an hour early, and they didn't know what to do with me. They invited me to go into church and wait for the others, and she handed me a prayer card. I went in and knelt down. I said a little prayer, and then I looked at this card, and it was a prayer of surrender. Surrender scared me to death. I thought, oh my gosh, I've never thought of surrendering my life to God. But as I sat there, I thought, you know, I'm crying all the time. I'm in so much pain. My life is an absolute mess, and I'm here because I need God. And so I prayed that prayer of surrender before the weekend began, and it's the best thing I ever did in my life. That weekend, the pastor gave teachings, and the faith I had as a child, it came alive in me. He heard my confession. He blessed my civil marriage. I received the Eucharist for the first time in 20 years. But most especially, that weekend, I discovered and experienced God's love for me, a very personal love. It was so beautiful. And that's what God wants to offer these women and men who have been impacted and wounded by abortion. He loves them. He wants to heal them. He wants them to find freedom from the chains that they've been enslaved in. There is no sin greater than God's mercy, but often women think that this is the unforgivable sin, and sometimes they're afraid to go to confession. But through this ministry, I help them to reconnect with the God of their faith, because sometimes I work with women of other Christian denominations, and when I work with Catholic women, I bring them back into the sacraments. I would like to finish up with just one short story. Many years ago, a woman came to me. I was doing a weekend parish visit like I'm doing this weekend. And she came up after Mass and she said, I know someone who is scheduled for an abortion next week, and I've done everything I can to talk her out of it. But she said that she has no choice. I don't know what to do. What can I say? Well, I saw that her family was waiting for her in the narthex. And I said, do you pray the family rosary? And she said, yes. And I said, you pray that family rosary for this young lady every night. And then you give her my information and you tell her what you heard today. Tell her that if she has this abortion, there will be long-term consequences. She will regret it the rest of her life, and ask her to call me. A few days later, she did call, and I just listened. I listened to all the reasons why she felt she had to have that abortion. And when she was finished, I told her, but God loves you, and God loves that baby, and that baby is not a mistake. God has plans for that baby, and if you trust him, he will meet you at your point of need. And what do you need? I have people who help me in this ministry. We will support you. And she was just silent. And so I said, can I say a prayer with you? And she said, yes. And so I said a little prayer, and I didn't know if it made a difference because she still sounded angry when we got off the phone. But a few days later, she called and she said, did you mean what you said about helping me? And I said, sure, what do you need? And she said, well, my parents are going to let me move back home until after the baby's born, and I'm going to quit my job. The job was the problem. But she said, I can get most things for myself, but I still need XYZ. And so I said, that's fine, you know, we'll get what you need. And so I met with her, we were able to help her. And a few months later, after she had the baby, she invited me to come and celebrate the baptism with her and her family. And it was just a very beautiful experience. And so I would like to invite you to use this brochure to share it with someone who may be in a crisis pregnancy, ask them to call me, or someone who is ready for a healing program, ask them to call me, I'd love to help them. And if you'd like, you can sign up to be a prayer support. We're gonna have a sign-up sheet outside. And if you can, you can drop a few dollars in the basket. We operate by donations only. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of good will. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of good will. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of good will. Amen, amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of nations. Proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world with the blind and the lame in their midst. the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water, on a level road, so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and the erring for he himself is beset by weakness, and so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, saying, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. This evening we hear the story of the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus. And it's easy for us to just kind of put this healing story in the same category of all the other ones in the Gospel of Mark. But this one is unique. And I think it's good for us to step back and just listen to a little bit of what's going on here. Jesus is leaving Jericho. He's about to walk into Jerusalem and enter into his passion. So that's where he's at. And the journey that he began that led him to Jericho also began with healing of a person that was blind. So the healing of one who is blind begins his journey, and now here at the end, we encounter Bartimaeus and that healing as well. Jesus comes to the place of Jericho and begins to set his eyes towards Jerusalem. And 6 days from the day that we hear of our gospel, he will enter into his passion. And it's at that point that Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is passing by as he leaves Jericho and begins his journey into Jerusalem. And there's a couple things that are there. Really, Bartimaeus is the only person that is named in Mark's gospel as one who has asked for healing. Everybody else is just somebody who is lame or is blind. But Bartimaeus has a name, and he's identified, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. And there's a sense that some degree after this experience, he follows Jesus, which is what we are told in our gospel reading. He's the only one that Jesus heals in Mark's gospel who doesn't just get up and proclaim what has happened, but he decides to leave everything else behind and he follows him. And at this point, he follows him literally into Jerusalem and to the experience of the cross. Bartimaeus calls out, and people tell him to be silent, but he keeps calling. And Jesus says, bring him to me. And the only thing Jesus really says to him is, what do you want? What do you want? And Bartimaeus, unlike the disciples in the chapter just before, who says, we want to sit at your right, at your left, unlike all the other things that have asked him, he just simply says, I want to see. I just want to see. And Jesus says, your faith has saved you. Go. And he's healed. And his response to that healing is one of discipleship. As I said, unlike everybody else that Jesus heals, in this moment, when Bartimaeus is healed, we are told that he then drops everything and he follows. He becomes a disciple. No one else in Mark's gospel who is healed becomes a disciple, but Bartimaeus does. He's received something, frankly, even beyond what he asked for. Jesus says, your faith has saved you. He didn't just clear his eyes, but he brought him salvation and he brought him healing. And so Bartimaeus chooses to follow. And I guess what I'd invite all of us to sit with as we come to this place week after week and we worship our Lord and as we offer praise and thanksgiving to our God, to really wrestle with the question that Jesus is offering to us. What do you want? Why are you here? What is it that God calls you to? And it's wrestling with those deepest desires in our hearts and allowing the Lord to see them, to lay them out in front of him, to trust that he himself will view those things with compassion and mercy and love, that allows us to lay before him those deepest things in our heart, whatever that may be, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, to allow the darkest parts of ourselves to be known and loved, to be forgiven for things that we have done that have kept us separated from so many people. What do you want from me? Then invite us to sit with that question. And not just sit with that question, but then to put that before the Lord. Lord, this is what I long for. Whether that be healing or forgiveness, whether that be knowing God's presence in the midst of suffering, whatever it may be, what do you want from me? In allowing ourselves to place that question before him, to then allow the Lord to step into that question, to be present to us, to walk with us, to love us, to hold us, and not necessarily to make everything okay, but to be with us in the places where it's not okay, and in trusting that his presence with us will ultimately bring us to whatever it is that we need, that will bring us healing and bring us salvation. Bartimaeus jumps up, able to see. And what does he do? He follows Jesus. And that doesn't mean it's all over. He follows Jesus to the cross, which he may not understand. But he follows because the Lord has given him what it is that he needs. What is it that you want from me? I think opening our hearts in many ways in vulnerability to the Lord and allowing him to enter into the deepest questions of our lives ultimately leads us to a place where we have the courage to stand for what it is that we believe in, to stand for who it is that God calls us to be, and that allows us to be a witness to his love and his compassion for others. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. Son of God, born of the Father. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate, Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead. Amen. To God the Father Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, may every prayer of our heart be directed. For his will it is that all humanity should be saved and come to the knowledge of truth.
For the church, that we all may be imbued with true missionary spirit and be given the courage to proclaim the good news in what we say and what we do, near and far, to the neighbor we know and the neighbor we haven't yet met. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders around the world, that they may be committed to the pursuit of justice for all people, especially those who are persecuted for their faith, culture, or background. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who suffer the loss of a child, that they may know the tender love of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The safety of the missionaries in Haiti, that have been kidnapped, and all missionaries who dedicate their lives to bringing Christ's message and love to people all around the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those on our sick list and in our book of prayer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In memory of Patty Hayes, for whom this Mass is offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. O God, our refuge and our strength, hear the prayers of your church, for you yourself are the source of all devotion. And grant, we pray, that what we ask in faith we may truly obtain, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Spirit and God, right now, speaks up. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities. Cleanse me. Pray. Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in your paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Charles our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen.
The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Of the world, grant
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter, but only say. Let us pray. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Our hope lies in you.